Waffle Stomping.
Episode. Fuck, bud. How are you this morning?
Not bad. How's it going, sleepyhead?
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm fucking so fucking tired. I fucking had a coffee, smoked a joint. I'm like, I'm going to do this one like California sober, just fucking high as a fucking kite. So that's probably what my voice is going to be, all low and sexy and shit. So
4 hours sleep. Jesus.
Fucking, I have fucking insomnia. Like I take sleeping meds and I don't get the proper amount of sleep. I wake up stoned. Like I can't operate heavy machinery. I can't do anything fucking worthwhile. Jesus. Fucking Christ. But no, fuck. Yeah, I got some good ones this week, I think. Fucking came home fucking yesterday, actually. It's pretty fucking funny. And I, like, walked in the fucking door. I got home at, like, fucking 4:45 in the morning, fucking off work at 4 a.m. I walk in, my fucking dog walks out to me, and it's, like, stumbling. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with the dog? And I'm, like, looking at him, like, are you all right? And I start petting its head, and the dog just, like, starts walking in the walls. I'm like, what the fuck? And I start, like, getting all scared and shit. I'm like, yo, like, the dog's having a heart attack or a stroke or some shit. So I fucking run upstairs. I fucking yell at my girlfriend. I was like, the fucking dog's freaking out. What the fuck? She's like, no, I gave it a sedative. It's getting an operation tomorrow. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. And I came down and I got stoned with a dog. And, dude, the dog was so fucked. It, like, sat in the couch and its head was, like, wavy. Like, it was, like, nodding its head in and out. It looked like a heroin addict. It was fucked. It's like, man, this dog is as high as shit. And the next day, I talked to my girlfriend. She was like, what the fuck did you give the dog? She's like, yeah, it was, like, a $34 dog, like, tranquilizer. I was like, $34? It fucked that dog up for like 7 hours. I was like, yo, I'm like, next time get two of those pills. I'm like, I want to try one. Like, I definitely want one of those fucking things. But fuck, though. But yeah, but I got a good one, too, from last weekend. Fucking after we casted, I went and got a haircut. And oh, my God, it was gold. I was like, I can't wait to tell us on the cast. But I went and got a haircut. And I walked in. It was like, dude, it's like fucking 11 in the morning on a Sunday. I like first choice haircutters. Like, dude, there's no one going to be there. And dude, it was packed. I was like, for fuck's sake. The woman's like, yeah, like come back in like an hour. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, this is first choice haircutter. So I was like, no, I'm like, I'm not going to come back. I'm like, don't worry about it. She's like, well, like, she's like, Sarah can cut your hair if you want. And I'm like, I start laughing. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Is Sarah like the worst haircutter in here or some shit? She's like, no, she's like, she's got, like, issues, but, like, she's, like, good at cutting hair. And I was like, okay, no, this is too good. I'm like, no, okay, get Sarah. And, dude, this girl goes to the back of fucking first choice. Like, dude, like, they kept this bitch in a broom closet or some shit. Fucking, like, she just walks the back, and this woman comes out. Dude, this girl's arms were the size of my wrists. Like, she was, like, full-blown anorexic. Like, the, you know, like, the scary anorexic when they look like a fucking skeleton? Like, this bitch looked like Jack Skellington. Fucking, it was disgusting. But fucking, and she came out and she had, like, headphones on. Like, I think they were, like, noise-canceling headphones. So she's like, yeah, like, the one chick's like, you can take a seat there. So, like, sit down. This chick comes up, dude. Holy fuck. She, like, takes her headphones off. She's like, hi, my name's Sarah. She's like, I'm autistic and I have like audios, and she like said it, but it's like something about like audio, like fucking sensitivity. So she can't do loud noises. Somebody told me or some shit. I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, just so you know, she's like, I won't be talking to you. And she's like, I have a mild Tourette's, like, while like I have a cough. She's like, it'll sound like I'm coughing, but it's just my Tourette's. I'm like, oh, okay, no fucking problem. Like, dude, this is going to be awesome. Sit down, bitch puts on her like noise canceling headphone things and starts cutting my hair. And she's like coughing. Like, she's like, ah, ah, ah. I was like, oh, that's the Tourette's. I'm like, all right. I'm like, this is going to be the fucking craziest haircut. Dude, she gave me the best haircut I've ever got in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And then fucking she trimmed my beard and did like the best fucking job ever trimming my beard, like made it like perfection. And I was like, holy, Nick, not even like a barber did it. I was like, could do that shit. I was like, holy fuck. And then she like, after, dude, she did it in like T minus 10 minutes. It was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, yo, it's the best haircut. I gave her a $20 tip. And she's like, I think you messed up. She's like, I'm like, no, I'm giving you $20. I'm like, this is the best haircut ever. She's like, thank you very much. And then she just, dude, she just like takes it. And I saw her like before I even got out of the store, grab my keys. She was going all the way back to the back of the store again. She's going back in the broom closet until they fed her another customer.
Yeah, back into her cage.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what the fuck? But it was like crazy. She was just, it was like the most like insane fucking experience. I'm like, I can't talk shit. Don't judge a book by its cover. That bitch gave me the best fucking trim up I ever had in my life.
Well, good on you for trusting that bitch with scissors around your fucking head.
I just wanted a story. I hope she cut my ear off. I just wanted a fucking good story, but fuck.
I'd be more worried about like a sudden impulse jerk and she just stabs it in the side of your temple or something. Fuck.
Dude, I can't believe she could pick up a pair of scissors because her, like I said, she was so, and that's like the not funny part. Like anorexia, fucking crazy. So many fucking women get it. But dude, this chick was like, she looked like she was gonna die. Like that's how bad it was. It was just like, I'm like, I was like looking at her and I was like, there's no human being can like live off this weight. It's just a skeleton. But somehow, fuck.
Yeah, your body has no more fat to eat.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, dude. Like when she was like putting her arms up to cut my hair, I swear to Christ, she put her arm up, I could see through her arm. She was like a fucking bat or something. It's just fucking crazy, like wings of skin. It's fucking gross. Oh, God.
I kind of got something that's related to that. At work, so I have a cleaning cart and I walk around and clean all the washrooms, right? And we have like, I have like spray bottles on top of the cart. So when I go into a washroom, I'll put the cart in front of the door so nobody like can come in, right? Then it's a clear sign that, oh, the washroom's getting cleaned. Well, I fucking went into the washroom and I'm cleaning and I open the door again and I come out and one of my spray bottles is missing. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm walking around like the museum looking like, I'm like, where the fuck is that? I look at the side of the cart. It's not beside. So I take a little stroll, right? So I go around the corner, maybe like 30 feet away, and there's this mentally challenged kid, and he's got my spray bottle, and he's just misting himself in the face. And I'm just like, what in the fuck? I'm going to get fired. And then the kid's like, like in his eyes. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And then I take a look at the spray bottle, and luckily, thank God, he grabbed the vinegar and water.
If he grabbed
the Oxivir, like disinfectant hospital cleaner, oh my God.
He just goes blind and his face melts.
Yeah. So his mother comes out of nowhere and she's freaking out. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to take him to the eyewash station. So I took this fucking kid to the eyewash station and like, I'm just like, you got to open your eyes. He wouldn't even open his eyes for me. I'm just like,
he's just drinking the water. Yeah. No, you fucking retard. You need it in your eyes, not your mouth. It would have been way better if he did fucking shoot shit in his eyes. Because I just would have been like, this is a lesson. This is a fucking lesson to be learned.
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck? He must have been hot, missing himself in the face. I'm just like, why?
You can't trust those mentally challenged kids. They'll grab anything.
Oh, Jesus. But it actually scared me because I was like, fuck, this could happen again. But thank God it was, like I said, it was just the vinegar and water. So it wasn't like, you know, it would sting a little bit in the eyes, but it wouldn't be as bad as like, you know, the disinfectant shit. You'd have to go to the hospital for that.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then, and then we had this other guy that came in with Tourette's. And all he kept saying was shit, piss, and balls. That was it. Like through the whole museum, like all I just kept hearing in the distance was like piss, balls. Like it was just like, what in the fuck? So yeah, anyway, I wanted to like see like this guy in person, right? So I took a little stroll, and we have this hallway that's all like all these paintings and shit, at the museum, and so I came up to the guy, and he's standing right in front of this like giant painting. This was like a print though, but it looks like a painting, but it's a giant like print of, you know, like the Michelangelo painting where like the fingers are touching, God is touching, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And their dicks are out. So he's looking at the fucking thing and he's going balls, and meanwhile you can actually see balls on the fucking you can see dick and balls on the fucking painting. I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
God damn, fucking yeah, those autistic kids and their Tourette's, and that's why, like, that's why when I'm in a really bad mood, I told you about it a long time ago, but if you go on, if you're having a shitty day, go on fucking YouTube and type in Tourette's camp. And it's like, I think I talked about it before, but it was like this shit with like it's like every year they send like all Tourette's kids for their really bad around the world to a camp. In like the States, and like there's like kids from like Europe and shit, and it's like the worst audio and like physical tics, Tourette's. And if you watch the like Tourette's camp on YouTube, it's just like the first 10 minutes, if you're not in tears laughing, like you're gonna puke, it's fucking, there's something wrong with you, because it's just like a camp full of kids are like sucking fucking dick, fuck you, suck it. And then like there's like half of them, like the one thing that got me is like half of them are fucking like, it's like a racist tick, so they'll just start yelling, they'll be like white kids yelling the n-word at other like black kids, and then it'll set the black kids ticks off, and they'll be like fuck you, like n-word, like, oh my god, it's great, check it out. Yeah,
oh my god, that sounds so fucked. Why is it always like swear words that they go to? Why aren't there Tourette's with like people that are just like bunny rabbits?
Yeah, there probably is. There's, and that's the thing, is like whatever you, there's probably Tourette's where like whatever you think of, and that would be horrible. Like, I just be walking out, if I saw like a hot chick, like, I want to suck your tits. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it would be, that would be like the worst thing. I'd be like, fuck this, I'm ending my life.
Vagina. Yeah.
Oh fuck! Oh dude, I didn't tell you, but like, I almost traded in my vehicle too this week, and I traded in my SUV because I wanted to get a pickup truck for some reason. I just had like an urge to do it. And I was like, like literally, it was a sign from God not to do it, because I went to the dealership and I always deal with these guys. So I was like, yeah, I want to take this one truck here, and they're like, yeah, we'll get you a salesman. And dude, I'm like, this salesman that I had to deal with, like, you know, when I say like gay or homosexual or queer or faggot, whatever, that like, that's a certain type of gay. That's like a fairy fluttering around the fucking room type of gay, right? Dude, this guy was so gay. He had like sleeve tattoos. His one sleeve tattoo was of all Disney characters. And I was it was like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, like Pluto. Like, it was like all the Disney characters on one arm. And then the fucking other arm was Sailor Moon. Remember Sailor Moon, like the fucking anime Japanese shit from back in the day?
Yep.
He had like little girls and like little boys like tattooed on his other arm. I'm like, dude, this guy's fucking super gay. So he's like, comes up, he's like, hey, like, how can I help you, dude? And I was like, yeah, man, I like want to test out that one truck. He's like, I have this vehicle I want to trade in. Tell me what you can do when I get back from the fucking trade-in. He's like, okay, like, yeah, we can do that. I just want you to know that, like, that truck's this. I'm like, whatever, man. And he's just like, he said to me, he's like, I just want you to know that, like, if, like, you take it for a test drive and go out, I just want to make sure we're not wasting each other's time by me not being able to, like, give you what you want. I was like, yeah, but that's the thing, bud, is like, I'm gonna test drive it and you tell me what you can give me and then we negotiate. That's how that works. He's like, okay, yeah, like, just making sure, like, you know, I'm really punctual. Okay, whatever. Took a test drive, came back, fucking dude's just like, my SUV right now is valued at like, on the like the market or whatever, it's like 29,000. So I was like, okay, dude, I'll take a hit for it, whatever, right? And he's just like, starts going into this rant about how he's fucking gay. And I was like, dude, like, it was like, I seriously got flashbacks to the lawyer. Like, we were sitting there in his little cubicle office, and he's got like pictures of his boyfriend everywhere. Like, okay, I get it. Everybody gets it, you're gay. And he's like, I just know, like, with my boyfriend, like, if I was going to make a big purchase of, like, you know, like, $30,000, that I would talk to, like, my boyfriend, like, if you need to talk to your girlfriend. I'm like, no, dude, I'm like, I work for a living. Like, I don't have to, like, consult anyone to get a vehicle. And he's just like, okay, I just don't want to get you in trouble. And I was like, oh, okay, fuck this shit. I'm like, I'm out. And I was like, anyways, man, I'm just going to go to the washroom. And he's like, okay. I just walked out. Just like walked out of the fucking place, went in my car, and just fucking bolted. I was like, fuck that shit. And I'm like, dude, the guy had my number on file because I bought like another vehicle there. He like called me. And he's just like, I pick up, I'm like, hello. I didn't recognize the number. I picked it up. He's like, hey, Ryan, I just want to know if there's like something I did wrong. And I was like, Yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie. You creep me out. And I just hung up. Just like, and I was like, I'm fine. That was really necessary, but like, fuck him. He was so gay. He just fucking just like affected. He just like fucking turned me right off of buying a fucking goddamn car.
You like, should have said you were too gay for me.
Yeah, I should have. I should have been like, all those fucking little boys and fucking Disney characters just fucked me up. Who gets that tattooed? Who gets full arm sleeve tattoos of that shit? That's so fucked up.
I didn't want to give you my commission because you go buy some more fucking animation fucking tats.
Yeah, fucking. That's where my fucking the commission's going. But fuck that. And then after that, I fucking made another poor decision. I was like, you ever watch The Sopranos?
I have to see that show. I've only seen a couple episodes.
Dude, it's so good. Well, I DVDs are like a thing of the past, but I found like the full like Sopranos DVD set for like seasons 1 to 6, right?
That's pretty bomb.
Dude, that is pretty good for the whole thing for like $20. So I was that's fucking insane, right? Because you can just stream them. But like, anyways, I just want the DVD so I didn't have to worry about it. So I fucking found this guy on fucking Marketplace. And I was like, man, like, I'll fucking meet up with you, like, this time in the afternoon. So I just went right from the car dealership, met up with this guy. And, dude, I should have known something was going on. But I meet the guy in this parking lot, and he, like, hands me, like, this DVD. But it's like, dude, it's like a box set. And I was like, man, I didn't even know they made the box set with every DVD in it. I'm like, so sweet. Like, this is awesome. And he gives them to me. He's like, all right, man. He's like, you need any other DVDs? He's like, you let me know. And like, this guy had this weird accent. He just looked like greasy. I'm like, okay, man. I fucking get home and I go and fucking, this like a couple hours later, I put the DVDs in and start watching them. It's all fucking good. And then it gets to a fucking sex part. And I was like, what the fuck? And dude, it had a black box over the sex scene. Like, and not like the scene wasn't cut out, like, or whatever. It just had a big black box floating where the people were fucking.
Oh, so you couldn't see titties or anything?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, you couldn't see anything. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, like, fucking, like, my buddy told me, he's like, yeah, dude, he's like, it's probably like that shit's like, they, Muslims have fucking DVDs that cut out the sex and other stuff. So I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I wonder if they're like, their scenes cut out, but like, they obviously didn't know how to do that because they just put a black box over it. So then I watched the fucking first season, and then, dude, it just got worse. Then the second season, all the fucking swearing was cut out. So, like, they dubbed out every swear word. And if, like, you ever watch The Sopranos, dude, every second word is fuck. So they got fucking cock sucking motherfuckers and shit like that. Dude, it would just be like literally be like somebody talking and then it would just blank out. It would just be like, oh, and like, dude.
Oh,
it was,
no.
And I'm like, holy shit. And then every DVD was fucking dubbed. The swearing was dubbed out. So like the whole thing was just fucked. And I was like, that's why the guy was selling it for $20.
And was the violence all cut out too? Like with the black box?
No, the killing was in it. It was just the swearing and the sex was taken out because, like, I guess that fucking if it was Muslim or whatever this religion this guy was, it, like, they can watch this shit. They just have to dub it out. I was like, that's so fucked.
It's hilarious. They kept the killing.
Yeah, like you can see people like dying and shit like that. You can't watch. Like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ. So after that, I was like, fuck this. Like, I had a bit of time left in the day. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go golfing. So I went golfing and fucking, dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, I took a Mickey whiskey with me. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I poured it into a cup to be classy. And I was just sitting there drinking whiskey, hitting golf balls. And then, like, all of a sudden, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I was kind of like buzzing. I was like, fuck, I'm pretty kind of tuned up. I better fucking calm down. So I went to leave and shit. And I couldn't find my phone. And I, dude, I have my red buttons loose and shit. So when I couldn't find my fucking phone, I just started like scouring the place, like going into the office. Everyone's like, no, we didn't see it and shit. Dude, I was flipping. Dude, I was so mad that the two other old guys were golfing, saw me fucking like freaking out. And then they like came over like, man, we'll help you look for your phone. Where were you? I'm like, dude's like, don't worry about it. I mean, you helping me is just going to make it worse. It's going to stress me out. They're like, all right, man. And they just fucking walk away. Fuck, I go to my car. Thank fuck. I was so stupid and drunk. I forgot it in my car. So I was like, all right. So I go back, grab my clubs and shit. And as I have to take the fucking ball, fucking like basket back in. As I'm taking it back in, I fucking set it on the thing and I'm waiting for the girl because they give you like a couple tokens back if you bring shit back. I'm waiting in line and dude, I don't know why, dude. Like, maybe this, it's like because we're horrible people. Like, there's always like mentally challenged people that fucking are just causing trouble. And dude, we were in there, and this is like, it's a golf course and like a mini putt, and like there's like a Down syndrome. I'm pretty sure he had Down syndrome. It's like Down syndrome kid, and like two or three other normal fucking kids, and then like a mom and dad and somebody else. And they're like looking after these kids, and this one fucking like Down syndrome kid is fucking pissed. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know if like he lost. He must have lost at fucking mini putt because they were handing in their shit and getting their shit back. And I'm like behind him, and this fucking kid, like, his whole face is red, and he just looked like he had a fucking meltdown. I was like, man, that fucking retard looks really upset. And I was just like, I'm like, please do something. And then fucking when they were leaving, I'm like, the kid did it. He just wouldn't move. And they're like, his name was Sean. They're like, Sean, come on. Like, we're going to the car. And he just didn't move. Didn't say a word. Just didn't move. And then, like, they kept calling him. And like, they come up and, like, talk to him in his ear. Like, come on. Like, let's go, dude. Like, let's not make a scene. And he just wouldn't move. So I go up and take my basket out and shit like that. And I like leave and stuff. And I'm walking out. I was like, fuck, I wonder if that kid had a fucking meltdown and shit. Dude, I shit you not. As I'm thinking that, I turn around and look behind me. Dude, the one guy, I guess it was his dad, was carrying him. Like literally, like, this kid is like 8 or 9 years old. And he's just carrying this kid out of the fucking mini putt place. I was like, that's what they do. Like, it was, they scoop him up and fucking just carry the fucking retard away.
Was it a fireman carry or was it a
no? I just, it was,
got
like,
married. This is my wedding night carry.
No, it was like, I was like, I'm carrying a statue. Like, it was like if you were carrying one of those mannequins in a store, you can't really carry it the proper way. So you just kind of grab it and like kind of bear hug it. That's what it was. The guy was like bear hugging this kid. And he's just like going, and the kid wasn't freaking out or anything.
He didn't want to move. He wanted to be a statue.
Yeah, I don't. I just wanted to be like, what the fuck happened? Why does that kid look so fucking upset? But that's like, no. I was waiting for a meltdown, but he never really did anything. He just fucking stayed there all pissed.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. But
yo. Oh yeah. When I was driving home the other day, I saw a fundraiser on the side of the road for those fucking billionaire motherfuckers that died in the bottom of the Titanic, like bottom of the ocean.
What?
I'm just like, yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck is this? They don't need a goddamn fundraiser. They were fucking billionaires, for fuck's sakes. It's like, where's that money actually going? And why are you guys doing this like a month too late? I'm just like, this makes no sense to me. So that was really fucking weird and fishy. And
it cost $250,000 to go down there, like, and with those fuckers, $250,000 to blow. $250,000 could like change somebody's life, for fuck's sakes. Like, those guys can suck a dick.
I know. I was like, what in the fuck? Like, is this happening all over the country? Is this happening all over North America? Like, these fake fundraisers where people are just cashing in, like, on these dead billionaire fucks? Like, oh, I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of stupid shit like that, because it's so easy to fucking dupe people into money like that. So I wouldn't doubt if it was a scam. Because yeah, but at the same time, if you're gonna run a scam, that's a really shitty scam to fucking. You know, I would use a kid with like cancer or something, but to use that is like, that's just dumb. That's just not using your imagination.
It was really, really fucking dumb. Like, it was like hilarious dumb.
Yeah, I would fucking shit in a bag and then throw it at them. Fuck those people. Oh, fuck. We're at like 23 minutes. You want to end it?
All right, let's do it. Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Check us out on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Waffle Stomp Podcast. Keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.